It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man. Good man. Community. Sup, ha! Tell him your name sent you.
Adrian.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe. I digress. And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of that dogger. This up, please. I'll make it enough. Sup, ha!
Tell him your
it's
name sent you. Sent
you. Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast.
Welcome to Set Podcast, episode 59. I'm your co-host, Joel Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell me what time it is. Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, this is a real high fidelity moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because we went record shopping today.
We did.
And I'm playing this to remind myself that I had this in my hand.
You did.
And did not buy
and
it.
And you put it right back.
I did.
You did.
I will own the Sex Pistols, Never Mind the Bullocks, on vinyl very soon, but today was not that day because I came across Get Your Yayas Out by
you
the
did.
Rolling Stones.
You did.
On
had
vinyl,
to have it.
And I
it's
had
clear
to have
vinyl,
it,
too.
Which
it's
is
fancy.
Odd. But yes. It is clear vinyl.
It's clear vinyl. And you also bought a little 45, actually.
I did. I got a little 45 by Oasis.
Really?
Some might say it's the A side. And Talk Tonight as the B side, as Joe is nauseated with my obscene and unnatural love for a band that no longer exists.
Well, I can understand irrational feelings towards something.
Okay.
Because I have an irrational hatred of Philip Rivers.
Well, don't we all?
I think we all do. Sure.
I'm sure his 19 kids don't even like him.
Yeah, no.
So what did you get today, Joe?
I'm going to go back 1 week.
Yeah, all right.
I texted you.
You did.
And I said, top 10 album coming in by Amazon. I will have it in 2 days.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it was Copper Blue by Sugar. Also, and also with that, is their EP they put out after Copper Blue called Beaster. Both sound epic. Epic. Copper Blue, you could hear the pick hitting the bass string. That's how awesome it sounds.
That's insanity.
Yeah, it was great. So highly recommend that. So today we were out bouncing around. We had a pre-search lunch.
We did.
I had nice piece fish.
You did have nice piece fish.
I did. And I was like, you know what I really want is Teenage Fan Club. That's what we were talking about. Because I've been on a Teenage Fan Club kick.
Right.
So I'm like, I need to get some Teenage Fan Club. Like, one of the two has to have some Teenage Fan Club.
Right.
Gotta have at least one of the first three albums.
You would think the first album for sure.
I would think Bandwagon-esque would be
everywhere.
Yeah, right. No, they didn't have anything.
Nothing for you.
But, however.
Higgins.
They had the thing probably better than Teenage Fan Club.
The inspiration for
Teenage Fan Club and so many other bands.
Replacements.
They had Big Star, number one record. So I bought that immediately because I've been having trouble finding it. Like I've been looking for it, just keep an eye on it, whatever. And I can't find it. New. Even a Reverb. Reverb didn't have it. I mean, just Discogs might have it. Amazon didn't have it. You couldn't find it.
Yeah.
On vinyl. There's one out there. And as soon as I saw it, I went, oh my God. Like my eyes popped open.
Right.
Like, oh, we'll set that one aside.
And again, it was one of those where if you put it down, I was buying it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was one of those.
Yes. And
it was coming home to Studio A today.
Right. And Jason had found an album in the back. We were at North Street Records here in Normal. And he was in there's a back part and a front part. I was in the front part looking through the new arrivals. He was in the back part. He found something. He found a Replacements album.
Yes.
And he comes walking up to me, and then I just turned this around.
And I went.
And he went, oh, you win, son of a bitch. That's what he's thinking. That's not what he said. But that's certainly what he was thinking. Like, you damn son of a bitch. Got it before I did. So, and we played it in our production meeting when we got back here, and it sounds awesome.
So good.
Oh, man, that album is just ridiculously good.
And I mean, as someone born in 1970,
Yes.
I lived through vinyl the first time.
Yep.
And was absolutely, I don't know. I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I didn't take care of anything.
Right.
And as soon as CDs came along, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. It sounds great. And it's small and I don't have to worry about, you know, leaving it on my floor.
I can play the car.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten how great albums sounded. And especially if you take care of them.
Correct.
I mean, here's me thinking, oh, I want to get away from that hiss and pop and scratches and whatever. Right. And it's like, dude, that doesn't have to happen without
I worked at a record store in the late 80s, early 90s, and contributed to the death of vinyl at the time.
Yeah, man.
I sent back to the amount of boxes of albums I sent back were astronomical.
Cutouts.
Yes.
You could buy it for 89 cents.
Yep.
And now we're probably paying, $20 for that same 89 cent album.
It was about $20. Yeah. But I enjoyed it. Immensely.
Oh, it's
it was
so great. Good.
I love even the little bit. We weren't there very long, but even that little bit, I think we may have to road trip to Champaign.
Yeah.
And see,
larger venue. Plus,
see what's there.
We still haven't hit Reverberation.
Is there any Peoria? Is there any stores in Peoria?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Okay.
I try to stay away from there.
But it's fun to go to Champaign College Town.
Yeah.
See what they have. So I think Record Swap is still a thing there.
Yeah.
The actual store.
Right.
Because I grew up near the original one.
Oh.
In Homewood.
Oh.
Yeah. I went there a lot. They specialized in, how can I put this gently, imports.
Ah. Okay.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Imports.
I'm not.
Bootleg recordings. Jason.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Right. So if you wanted Led Zeppelin from 1978, you could go there and buy Led Zeppelin from 1978. It cost you like $50 on a CD, but you could do that.
Outstanding.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
There was a place in
Imports.
There was a place in Naperville like that too.
Was there?
I can't think of the name of it. Saved my life. But
you, there was and was cool was about
like
that stretch.
All these shows.
It was on Dixie Highway in Homewood, and what was nice about that stretch of Dixie Highway,
mm-hmm.
there was an awesome music store right next door to it called Making Music.
Oh.
So you could go jam out on guitars and check out all these cool ass shit
killer,
there.
And then
walk
by.
Over to Record Swap. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. I wish I would have worked at Record Swap. That place was fucking cool. But you could buy used stuff there. That was the main thing, that they sold a lot of used stuff.
But you
But you could buy imports. They were in a glass case.
You did your time at Hegwisch Records, correct?
Sure did, man.
And I did Rose Records.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No used there.
None.
No. No, 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 no. We were too busy selling new stuff, flying out the door.
Yeah.
Selling 10 grand worth of music in a Saturday.
And
cash.
And the
straight cash, homie.
And the short time I worked there. I basically got a music education.
Yeah,
I told you before.
Me too.
I mean, I listen to classical jazz, anything that I wasn't familiar with, I would throw in and learn what I like. Charlie Musselwhite.
Yeah,
nothing, never had any, and I was just like, oh, this guy's fantastic.
The manager of the store, who is actually a neighbor of mine, lived three doors down. Not the band three doors down.
No.
But actually three doors down. He hired me, which was great, and then he played Bob Mould Workbook for me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Right. Where's this been all my
life?
Right,
yeah.
I'm still loving Iron Maiden
right
now.
Right. And then that's when Document came out by R.E.M.
Oh.
Played that for me. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And he just started playing. It was like a music education.
Yeah.
And all I did was open the rabbit hole. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Down in the rabbit hole.
Yep.
That's how it worked for me. Because before that, it was all metal. I was all like,
yeah. Sure. Well, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Only 10% of the music that gets produced every year makes the radio.
Yeah.
Or gets promoted.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
And now it's so easy to consume mm-hmm. indie artists now with the internet.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Prior to that,
mm-mm.
unless you see somebody live, you don't know anything about
correct.
What else is out
nothing.
There.
Nothing. Nothing.
So this,
Jesus.
This brings up
fucking Ebola.
Yeah. You've still got the creeping.
Still got the Ebola. A week later.
Wow.
Still sound the same and still have this Ebola a week after the last podcast.
That's
awful.
That's not a good thing.
No.
April 13th.
Yeah, man.
Is a magical
is that
day.
Opening day for baseball?
It is not.
No?
No.
It starts 2 weeks before that.
Correct.
That's right.
However. It.
Oh, man.
Is an important day.
It is.
And should be in everybody's heart.
Absolutely.
Because it is.
Record Store Day.
Record Store Day.
It's Record Store Day.
Yes.
And for those of you who do not know what this is, it happens twice a year. It happens on Black Friday, which no shot am I going anywhere near any of that bullshit.
Ever.
But there is one in the spring, and this one is, this year it is April 13th.
No.
Exactly. That's right, Lana. And they, what happens on Record Store Day is it's kind of an appreciation of vinyl. And they sell CDs and shit like that too, but it's an appreciation of vinyl. And what happens is artists release or sometimes re-release things that are not on vinyl and put them on vinyl. Or something that's missing from their catalog, like, you know, this certain thing isn't available on vinyl, now it is, that kind of thing. The list this year is outstanding.
Well, let's...
for me.
Right. I was going to say, let's dial back a little bit.
Okay.
The Isbell thing that came out, was that...
That was Record Store Day, I want to say, 3 years ago. Two or three years ago.
But just let the people know the kind of...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jason Isbell recorded, I think we talked about this before in a previous podcast, but there's a studio called Welcome to 1979, and they record directly to lacquer. Because what happens is when you make a vinyl record is you make a lacquer, and then you press the vinyl against the lacquer, and it makes the album. So lacquer's like this hard surface. And they have a, they record straight to lacquer. So it's one take, no overdubs, no nothing. This is what you get. And they did seven songs to lacquer. They recorded side one, they recorded side two.
And it's pretty much what they used to do in the 30s when they were going around and they would sit down with Robert Johnson.
Yep.
And it was basically go.
Right.
And you get one take, you
do it. And they're ridiculous. I've heard one cut, one song, Atlantic City, the Springsteen cover. Which, of course, as you know on the show, no love for Bruce Springsteen. But
no,
that song's pretty fucking killer.
It is pretty fucking killer.
So, especially the way that Isbell does it. So, right.
And the band.
Yeah, exactly. And the band was really good, too. But they did a John Prine cover on that. They did a couple of their own songs, obviously. But it's like seven songs. And it now sells on Discogs for like $150. That's the thing, is that these are rare.
They're only going to make like
1,000
or 2,000.
Or 2,000.
That's the top.
Some of the biggest ones I've seen are seven, like the Pearl Jam, because Pearl Jam is the official ambassador this year.
Oh.
And they're releasing a live, I thought it was an album, a complete concert, but it's not. It's selections from a concert to fit on one vinyl. So it's like eight songs, nine songs.
Okay.
But on an LP, I should say, on a vinyl. What the fuck? On an LP. But there's 7,000 copies of that available. So if you show up there, if you're there in line when you need to be there, you'll get one. You know, like that's not rare.
Right.
But there's some that are releasing 500 copies. Like, for example, Jay, we're going to go through the whole list. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't you worry.
But you know the band 7 Mary 3?
I do.
The album American Standard?
Yes.
With Cumbersome.
Yeah.
Right. They're re-releasing that on vinyl.
Really?
500 copies.
Wow.
That's it. So you got to find it, hope they get it, hope you get it.
And that's the thing. There's like a national like output for Record Store Day. Each record store gets, independent record store gets to order what they want.
They may not get it.
Correct.
But they'll order it.
And there's like a national release, and then there are regional releases.
Right. Like we talked last week that we went to Waiting Room Records in Normal. And they actually had the printout of what we're going to go through on the counter.
For customers.
And you go, hey, if you're interested in this, put a little
check mark by it.
A little tally or whatever by it.
And we'll try to get it.
To let us know. We'll try and get it. Which is fucking
pretty cool.
Great.
And
I wish more did that.
Correct.
So I'm going to say this. On YouTube, there's a channel called Too Many Records. If you want to feel for what Record Store Day is, just search his channel and Record Store Day. He goes to Amoeba Records in Hollywood.
Oh, that's a spot.
And it's crazy because they go, I mean, there are people showing up at like 4 p.m. the previous day.
Sure to camp out.
The Friday to camp out.
Yeah.
And there's lines around the fucking building. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool video to give you a feel for the kind of thing that they do at the big places. Where we're going, they will not be.
They will not be doing that. No.
We'll get there early.
Right.
Like I'm planning on coming down here and spending the night.
Right.
And we get up.
Crack and
grab some McDonald's and
crack a lackin'. Yeah. Right. Now, before we jump into this year,
yes.
Last Christmas,
Yes.
One of the bands that I is part of my canon, Toad the Wet Sprocket,
yeah,
put out a 5-album box set.
Yep.
And so that was available. And at the time, I can't remember what they sold it for that day, but again, it's increased.
Sure.
As yep. time goes on. So if you're not there to buy it that day, you can get it later.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it.
But you're going to pay for it. Right. And I did. But it was completely worth it. So.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the spectrum, too. It's not just like well-known artists. I mean, there are some.
Yeah. There's some artists that
some niche.
You may not have heard of. They right. may only be from a certain area, you know, that are re-releasing stuff. And you're like, oh, I have no idea who that is.
Right.
I mean,
that may be some of this list.
They could be re-releasing the Conversations with Harold Washington, and we wouldn't know anything about that.
That's still sealed.
It is still sealed, by the way. Inside, that's an inside joke. At one of the record stores we were at today, they had a recording of Harold Washington, the former mayor of Chicago.
Yes.
And talking about something. I don't know what, but it was a vinyl, and it was still sealed.
And the
it was
LP. The LP cover was just his face.
Yeah.
A huge picture of...
You're watching his face.
So Joe's
so
like,
if you're slipping,
Joe goes, go over here and like go like a third way in. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, Harold Washington? He goes, yep.
Like classic. That. Like
it's almost you just jumping at
you. It does.
It wasn't the picture of him in lingerie.
It was not. That's at the old what the fuck's
it? Is it still
bar.
There?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
It's the bar. It's a bar. Old Town Tavern or whatever the fuck it's called.
Okay.
It was on that Anthony Bourdain.
He did,
of course, rest in peace.
Right.
Did a show called The Layover. Wait, it might be on Netflix.
This is a food reference, Joe.
I know.
You don't like The Food Network.
No, I never watch it. Or The Travel
Top
Channel.
Gear,
or History or anything. No.
Right, yeah, no.
But he did a series of where he goes and spends 3 days in a town called The Layover. Like if you're flying somewhere, you know, whatever.
Nice.
And so he goes to this place, and there's all these pictures on the wall. Like, there's one of Eddie Verdoliak, and there's one of Harold Washington. And
are they all similar? I mean,
yeah, they're all similar in nature.
Yeah, yes. The Washington one was him, like, with garter belts, I remember.
Yes, yeah. That's hanging up
it. And it was a big kerfuffle at the time because he was the acting mayor.
Yeah.
And it was like, you can't do that.
Yep.
Oh, well.
If we only had the recordings.
If we did.
Oh, man. Okay, so this list, Jay.
Yes.
For Record Store Day. It's 15 pages long.
Right.
On a PDF. 15 pages. Artists all over the spectrum. We're just going to hit on a few that we think might be interesting, which will be most of these, quite frankly, because it's like we support the movement of doing this. Like
correct.
And most of the bands that will do things like this, we're going to back. So, okay, so these titles are going to be available nationwide, is my understanding, in some form.
Right.
There's some that have no number next to them, which means they're just going to put them out, I think. There's some where there's limited, and I could probably hit on that. It lists how many are being printed of each one. Right off the bat, the band Aha, Take On Me, that album, is being released on vinyl. Limited, it also has... some remixes, things on it.
There was a, that song was used recently in something for kids.
Yes.
Because my daughter is an enormous fan of that song now at the age of 11.
Right. And it was also used in Family Guy.
Oh, well.
Yeah. They redid the video. Exactly. They told Chris, hey, go get some milk out of the freezer. Okay. And he walks there at the store and he reaches in for it and gets pulled through the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
by the way, the Aha bit, not the song, but the bit from the video, the pencil drawing, is in the new Weezer video.
Oh, because they cover it.
Yeah.
On the Teal album.
They do, on the Teal album. We'll get to that on the list.
It's we will.
So Aha, they're releasing that. B-52s are releasing Mesopotamia, which is the album after the big one. It's the follow-up.
Cosmic.
Yeah,
the one that had
Thing,
a little
check Cosmic
on it.
Thing, I think it's called.
Okay.
At any rate, they're re-releasing the music to Twin Peaks Season 2.
Pass. Hard pass.
I like the show.
Yeah. You can keep it.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, I will. Courtney Barnett is releasing looks like a song, a single, 12-inch single. There's an interesting name on here, Jay.
Yes.
The name is Bingo Handjob.
Yes.
Bingo Handjob.
Might who the members of that organization be?
It was a dummy name because they played a secret show in 1991. It was REM.
Wow.
At their, arguably their peak in 1991.
Sure. Bill Berry's still healthy?
Yep. Bill Berry's still with the band The Whole Nine Yards. 3,000 copies of that. So if you're out and about, look for Bingo Handjob.
And you put a tick by that today.
I absolutely did.
Yes.
100%. And I'm sure somebody went, well, who the hell's Bingo Handjob?
Yeah, Tommy said that he wants your copy.
You're not getting my copy, Tom. So. You can have a copy of it. You're welcome to record it if you like. Both of our record players are USB capable.
Yeah, he just
stormed. But you're not getting my fucking copy. No.
He just stormed out.
Well, you know, life tough helmet. Mm-hmm. The first two albums by Frank Black, the lead singer of the Pixies.
Black Francis.
That's right. Here's one I missed on the list. I didn't necessarily want to mark it, but I just want to point it out. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Jay.
Yeah.
They're releasing their 1999 Eternal album.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. David Bowie is releasing a double LP set of 2,000 copies.
E-1999. Well, he's not doing
it. He's not doing it, but it is being done on his behalf or his estate's behalf. Jeff Buckley, In Transition, 3,000 copies of that.
Not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No.
I never got it.
No, but yeah, he gone.
I never got it. This one is interesting, and I was thinking about maybe putting a checkbox, but I didn't. Cheap Trick. Oh. They're releasing, it's called the Epic Archive, which I'm assuming is all unreleased stuff from the years they were with Epic Records.
Wow.
So like Dream Police, Budokan. Yeah.
The good years.
The good years, right, exactly. Yeah. Tempted. If it's there and reasonably priced, like not more than $30, I might get it.
You realize the first drum kit that ever went on tour with Cheap Trick is in Studio A.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm aware of that.
I just wanted to let you know.
The one. The Bunny Carlos drum kit is sitting in the next room. That's a true statement.
Okay.
We believe to be true. Chic, Jay.
Yes.
Les Freak.
Yes.
On 12-inch vinyl.
That may have been the first 45 I ever purchased.
The first 45 I ever purchased, I believe, was Another Brick in the Wall.
Well, you're cooler than I am.
I believe. Or it might have been You Shook Me All Night Long by the AC/DC.
Okay. Again, still cooler.
Yeah. One of those two.
Hey, Tony Thompson on
yeah.
the kit.
Oh.
Yeah. Get some.
That's right. Now Rogers on guitar.
Yes.
All good, baby. In hindsight, you're like, ooh, that was really good.
Well, yeah, I danced with this hot girl at grade school to that song.
Nice.
It's recess. So.
I'm sure the parents love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chris Robinson Brotherhood, if you're a fan of that. It's a weird, I was looking at it, at the description, it's a 10-inch single.
Okay.
It's 10 inches weird to me, but whatever. Elvis Costello.
Typically singles are 7 inches.
Yeah. Yes, or Hello. 12 of their remixes. Elvis Costello and the Impostors, an EP by them, 3,000 copies of that. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Four Way Street Expanded Edition, 3 LPs.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's got to be like...
That's the thing, though, dude. I mean, that's number one on my list to pick up, except I know when I go to look at it, it's going to be $80.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, you know what? I just
can't pull the trigger. But the good news is you buy two, sell one, and pay for both of them.
Oh, yeah. You could do that.
Yeah. Devo. This is Devo box set. 6 albums, Jay,
Ooh.
From Devo. If you want to sit through that, that's your choice.
That's your choice.
That's right. Dio.
It's not. If it's Holy Diver, I'm in.
It is Last in Line Live. Uh-oh. It's a live album.
Yeah. No, thank you.
No. It's a picture disc, too. So
No. I'm over that.
This one was interesting, and I put a check mark by it. Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks.
Yes.
Original New York Test Pressing.
Ooh.
That one's 7,500 copies, so I'm assuming...
That's going to be available.
That's going to be available. But that's very intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Great album.
Yeah, for sure. Emerson, Lake & Palmer, live at the Pocono Raceway, 1972.
Mm.
That's 2000 limited there, Jay. So get your hands on
get
that.
Get your hands on some ELP.
That's right. An interesting name that popped on the list was Fleetwood Mac. And I'm trying to figure out what this is. I need to find do a little dig in and see what this is. It says the alternative Fleetwood Mac.
Interesting.
So I'm trying to figure out what does that mean.
Does it mean Peter Green?
That's my point. Is it early Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green? Like, eh, it'd be kind of cool.
It would be very cool.
I didn't put a check mark by it, but it intrigued me.
Rumors was one of my original vinyl purchases.
It was.
Primarily for my wife, but I dig it too.
Oh, it's an outstanding album. It's a perfect album.
Yeah.
There's not a bad song on it.
No.
No. Foo Fighters are releasing a 3-inch version, which is weird, of Big Me off their first album.
Okay.
It's odd.
A 3-inch.
This is one that I meant to put a check mark by, and I didn't, was Aretha Franklin.
Mm.
The Atlantic singles from 1967 in a 47-inch box set.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
What you just, that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was like,
That was like right in the sweet spot for our, Mr. Erdogan.
Absolutely. That was, that was Swampers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%. Jerry Garcia Band, Keep It.
Wait. Oh, that's right. It's not the one I want. Go ahead. Move on.
Benjamin Gibbard, lead singer of Death Cab for Cutie.
No, keep it.
Me and Magdalena. It's a single, so keep it.
You know what that is, though?
What?
Me and Magdalena is a Monkees cover.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good for it, though, because we recently lost Peter Tork.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
It is. It's a great, I'll play it for you later.
Okay. All right. We'll have to listen to that.
Yeah.
Grateful Dead, Jay.
Yeah.
Three big three albums.
Right.
Keep it. And wait. Keep it. That's
see,
right.
you don't go in for the jackassery like I do.
No, it has to be my jackassery. I refuse to accept anybody else's jackassery.
Correct.
Green Jelly.
Nope.
Jason.
Nope.
Three Little Pigs.
No.
Not right there for you.
I won't even take Green River.
Which is next?
Oh, imagine that.
Green River. Green River, I take though. Right. Green River. Green River is, it's the guys that start Pearl Jam, and one of the guys from Mudhoney.
Okay.
So it's Ament, Jeff Ament and Stone Gossard and one of the guys from Mudhoney.
Okay.
I would take Green River. I did not check it though.
You got to remember that on PJ, we agree to disagree.
Okay. That's fair. To be fair. Jefferson Starship Gold is being re-released.
Oh.
Kind of cool.
Next.
Billy Joel, live at Carnegie Hall, 1977.
No. That's right in the heyday.
It is. Robert Johnson. Let me see what this is. I believe this is it's another one of those 10-inch singles. Weird. It's Kind Hearted Woman Blues and Terraplane Blues.
If I have a shot at that, I'm getting it.
Yeah, if it's there.
Yeah.
Good call. Albert King, Born Under Bad Sign in mono.
Mm-hmm.
Should have put a check mark by that. 2250 number of copies available for that. L7J, is that, no?
Doesn't trip my trigger. I appreciate him because you realize that L7 is
square.
Thank you.
That's right. Madonna releasing two. They appear to be another their albums. La Isla Bonita and True Blue.
No, thank released. You.
No thanks. The Mavericks. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Midnight Oil.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Too big and bald.
Van Morrison, Astral Weeks.
That
is being released.
You don't care for the man, man.
No, I love Van Morrison.
What?
100%. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
I love Van. Yeah. I love Van Morrison. I'm looking forward to purchasing Moon Dance and Astral Weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought there's an era of Van Morrison.
Okay.
To be fair. There's an era.
Hang in there.
There's an era of Van Morrison there.
Yeah.
Not churchy, Christian-y Van Morrison.
Okay.
Before that,
I just thought that you thought
early
it was
70s Van Morrison
until you heard the Isbell cover, and then you were all in.
No,
untrue. Okay,
no, I like Van Morrison.
Okay,
I'm a fan. Motorhead.
Oh,
2 7-inch singles by Motorhead.
R.I.P. Lemmy.
I miss you, Lemmy, too. Here's one you can keep. You could have my copy if you'd like, Jason. Mumford and Son.
Yeah, you nothing for me.
My Chemical Romance. Same thing with that.
Yeah.
Here's one, Jason. I don't know if you ever heard of this band or not. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Yeah.
You ever hear about that?
I put two checks by that.
Hear about this?
Yeah.
12-inch colored vinyl.
Yeah.
You are a fan.
A fan.
You are a fan. So last, last Record Store Day, they released Pink Floyd, Pipers at the Gates of Dawn in mono.
Oh.
With Sid.
Yeah.
Barrett. This year, they're releasing the other Syd Barrett album, Saucer Full of Secrets, on mono. That is 6,500 copies of that.
Yeah.
Elvis. Got some Elvis on here, Jay. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I didn't.
Live at the International Hotel, meaning at the Westgate, which is now the Westgate.
Yeah.
August 23rd, 1969.
Right after the, I was going to say right after the comeback special. Yeah. Like a year later.
Like a year later. Year after the comeback special. Two LP set there, 3,000 copies of that. Two Prince releases, the Versace Experience, Prelude to Gold, on cassette. Jason.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one form factor I will not go back
to. No.
No.
That Nate track can just fuck right off.
Doing that. Queen, they're releasing a picture disc of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Meh,
keep it.
Yeah.
Ramones Live at the Palladium.
What year? 77?
Yeah, that's a 45.
Oh,
that's how quick their songs go. Yeah. The entire concert fits on 45.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Stones, Rolling Stones. They're releasing two of their older greatest hits albums that were on Abco Records, I believe.
Meh.
Back in the day, yeah, exactly. Meh. I'm not a big fan of greatest hits, unless it's like by an artist that has like three or four great songs and the rest you can keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy that.
No, me neither.
No. RZA, it's always fun.
Always fun.
Santana, keep that. This one I found interesting. I didn't check it. I probably should have. Sly and the Family Stone at Woodstock.
Ooh.
Their entire set.
Wow. I think there's somebody else broken out on here from Woodstock also.
Was it Santana? No, it's not Santana. Yeah, I think there is too. I think you're right. I know exactly who it is. We'll get to them in a minute. They're not in alphabetical order. They're in the second part of the list.
Yeah, all right.
But I know exactly who it is.
Okay. Smell you, Princess
Chad Grace. Smith and Josh Klinghoffer from Red Hot Chili Peppers released a couple songs on 45, 7-inch. Stray Cats are releasing two new songs, apparently, on a 12-inch picture disc.
Now, is that Lee Rocker and Slim Jim Phantom and
would hope.
Mr. Setzer?
I would hope.
Okay. If it's not,
I'm out.
I don't want
Deuces,
it.
No, I'm with you. Matthew Sweet, a live album.
We've seen Mr. Sweet live.
We have.
Yeah.
10 years after. Always interesting. The Cap Ferret Sessions.
Okay.
Oh, here's one. I forgot to mark this too. Son of a bitch. Tiny Tim, Jay. Live at Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Albert Royal Hall is how they have it listed here. So maybe it's some guy's basement. But this one's legit. Jeff Tweedy. It's either newer songs after he recorded Warm or songs he recorded during Warm, his latest solo album. They didn't make the cut. I'm always leery of buying albums like that. But because I'm such a nerd.
You are. You're a mark.
I'll get it.
You're a Tweety mark.
I am a big Tweety mark.
Yeah.
And then there's various like soundtracks and stuff that get released too this time of year, like The Crow, for example. That one was interesting to me because it's got a wicked Nine Inch Nails song on it. Mm. Perfect Drug, I think is what's on it.
Oh.
Various artists. This is one of the things you're referring to. Oh, wait. I'll go back. Let me go back one. Actually, let me go back a couple.
No, you can't possibly.
Because we missed.
I won't allow it.
I think we missed a check mark.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Judge Reinhold? We missed a check mark. And okay. I'm being 100% honest when I say this. Sun Records, every year they put out a selection of songs from Sun Records.
Okay.
And this is volume 6. And it just says Sun Records curated by Record Store Day. So there's, who knows what's going to be on this thing. Right. But it's all, I mean, it's from Sun Records. How could it be
so
bad?
So it's going to be Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis,
yep,
Elvis.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was a legit one. And then the one before that one, I didn't see this until literally just now. There's a 2 LP set coming out of Stax Does the Beatles. So it's all Beatles covers done by Stax artists. So like Wilson Pickett, Hey Jude.
Mm-hmm. Otis did Blackbird?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
But like it's all Stax artists doing Beatles covers, which is interesting.
It is interesting.
And then Woodstock mono PA version. Three albums.
Mm.
Not sure what that means exactly, but Weezer is going to put out the Teal album. Which on teal vinyl.
The current cover album that they put out.
Right. Which I believe is on teal vinyl.
And has Aha.
It does have Take On Me.
Yeah.
Along with Africa. What else did they cover? It was a bunch of stuff.
And it sounds really random, the selections that they had, but they said they didn't want to do a cover album that every mouth-breathing bar band currently does. Right. So
if you've ever
watched that, Rivers Cuomo.
And if you've ever watched Rivers Cuomo do Music Corner on HBO, the thing that Patrick Kearney did from Black Keys, Noel Gallagher did it.
Liam.
Liam, sorry.
Yeah.
Liam did it, right? They did it. Weezer did it. And all Rivers comes out and says, oh, that's a really interesting chord progression. It goes 2-4-5, which is really weird. And the other guy's just looking at him like, you fucking nerd. Like, Jesus, what are you doing?
Right?
Oh, my goodness gracious. So now we're on to the list of limited run regional releases.
Okay.
So
yeah, right.
The Alarm. If you're a fan of The Alarm.
Yeah, I'm a big nerd here. We saw The Alarm open for Dylan.
There you go.
This is 85.
This is 85, yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been the year. Mm-hmm. And I was standing up and nobody else was standing up. At Poplar Creek.
Nerd.
A total nerd. And the lead singer during like their single at the time like pointed at me and was
Yeah.
This guy gets it.
You understand me, brother.
Yeah.
Nerd. Kill all the fascists, brother.
Sit down.
Exactly. Sit the fuck down.
Tom and Kurt were with you. Remember that, Tom?
Yeah,
how embarrassed you were to be sitting next to me?
What? Yeah. It's called a Tuesday. Tom, that is fucking mean.
Yeah, right?
God, you dick.
Jesus. Why'd you even come back in here?
God, go play on Bunny Carlos's drum set. Anyway, if you only knew. Badfinger, Jason. Are you a Badfinger fan?
Yeah.
This is So Fine, Warner Brothers Rarities, 2 LPs, only 900 copies.
Mm.
That's kind of cool.
It is.
I should have checkmarked that because that's kind of cool. Tommy Bolin, lead singer of T-Rex. Bananarama.
Wait.
Yeah.
Mark Bolin is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then Tommy Bolin's not that. Who's Tommy
Bolin? He's the country kid. It's like Tommy Bolin. Or no, that's Jason Bolin in The Stranglers.
Yeah. We'll get it eventually.
We'll get it eventually. Or we won't. And nobody cares.
No, nobody cares.
That's boring. You're boring, everybody.
Exactly correct.
Quit boring, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get through the list, people.
I know, right?
It's too long. It's 15 pages long. What do you want me to do?
Exactly.
Here's one that piqued my interest.
All right.
That I put a big check mark next to. There's a band out of the UK, Manchester, around Oasis breaking, called The Charlatans.
Yes.
They had to change their name to Charlatans UK because legal reasons.
Right.
Their Brit debut Pop. Yeah, their debut album, Some Friendlies, coming out on vinyl. I'm pretty stoked. I did put a big tally mark next to that.
Yeah, you did.
That one's only 1,000 copies. So if I get that,
yeah,
bro,
good luck for waiting room.
Hope I get two of them. I'll buy both of them. So on.
See, and that's I'm glad you said that right then again. Yeah. There's two ways to look at this.
Yeah.
As a collector,
yep.
As wanting to get it and own it and have it and possess it like our age group does.
Yep.
Millennials, no. I don't want something that's gonna clutter that I'm gonna have to move around, that I'm gonna have to whatever, pal.
Exactly.
So are you looking at this more for what you want?
No, I'm looking for what I want.
Okay,
you're not looking at
that's all tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, absolutely. No, because here's the thing, looping back to sports for a minute, and the Cubs during their run.
Right.
Right. Like, I have a picture on my phone. I'm sure I could find it. I'm not going to go digging for it. I had an entire World Series packet of tickets in front of me.
Yes, you took a picture of it.
Yeah.
I remember this.
And they were bleacher seats.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty sought after seats, right?
Correct.
I was trying to tell him, the owner of those seats, that you should sell them and buy the cheapest seat in the house. Because he wanted to go to the game, obviously.
Right.
I'm like, sell them and buy the cheapest seat in the fucking house. You're in the building. You're there. You're watching it. You can have all the money and a seat, and you still get to go. Which is crazy. And what he did is he ended up trading. The one thing he did do is he traded for, there's another guy at work who was in it for the money. This is kind of a side hustle he does.
Sure.
He buys tickets at face value and then resells them.
Okay.
But it's a side hustle. It's not his everyday. He works for us. So I mean, it's not.
Right.
But he made a killing because he bought Indians tickets. He had tickets to all the Indians games.
Which is where the Cubs actually won.
Right.
The games you would want to be at.
Correct. But he traded them. Like he made a trade with that guy. Say, I'll give you two seats for games one and two or whatever they were.
Mm-hmm.
And you give me two seats to six and seven or whatever they were. Like four, whatever. There was a swap. Two seats for two seats.
Okay.
Done. Done deal.
Done deal.
So he was at the games in Cleveland that they won. So. And he
man,
didn't
talk about rich people.
Tell
problems.
Me about it. Those things were. He's still a season ticket holder. All right, so we can get through this part of the list pretty quick because there's not a lot here. This is where you get vague and weird and
rather thin. A lot of various.
Yeah, Procol Harum. I do love White as Shade of Pale. That's a cool song. Here's the 7 Mary 3 album I talked about. Simple Minds. I don't know what the hell this is.
Nothing for me.
No, me neither. The Specials. Ska band, The Specials.
Oh, yeah.
A Message to You. Tangerine Dream, if you're a fan of them.
Were the Blasters on here at all?
No, I didn't see the Blasters
all right.
at all.
I thought.
Not much in the various artists section. Little Walter, a best of.
That'd be nice.
John Paul White. It's kind of cool. That's it for that section. And then these are called first releases, which I don't quite grasp.
Okay.
Why they're different than the other ones. But Allman Brothers, Fillmore East, February 1970. This is a bootleg, or a certified bootleg, I should say. Stiv Bader's, they're doing a whole Lords of the New Church compilation thing. Basically all Stiv Bader's works.
Yeah. So Dead Boys stuff would be in there.
Yes. Dead Boys, Stiv Bader's, and Lords of the New Church.
Nice.
David Bowie, The World of David Bowie. Buffalo Tom, 30th anniversary edition of their first album.
I put a tick by that.
You did. Captain Beefheart, Trout Mask Replica. This was an interesting one. There's a series on YouTube called Earworm. It's put up by Vox. It's an amazing series. It's all about music, the theory behind it, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And they did a whole episode on this album about how weird it fucking is and how some people consider it unlistenable.
Wow.
And some people consider it a masterpiece.
Genius.
Which it kind of is.
That's
and it kind of isn't.
Thing about music.
Because it's like they play this one thing where the drums are in 4/4, but the guitar's in 6/4. And it's playing this weird, you know, I mean, it's interesting if you like that kind of thing.
My taste is too pedestrian. I'm afraid that I would have a hard time listening to that.
Then don't listen to The Giant Steps by John Coltrane one either.
Okay.
Because that one's all over the place. Anyway, the second Charlatans album.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Right there for
they're
you.
Releasing two. So there's an Eric Clapton album, which looks to be some kind of 3-LP set called One More Car, One More Writer. No idea what it is. Couldn't tell you. If it's anything made before 19 or after 1976, I have nothing for it. No, I don't.
No, that's one of his most recent albums, isn't it? Him driving in a.
It's
open.
Him and B.B. King riding with the King.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So One More Car, One More Rider. Maybe
it's some sort of something. I don't know. Def Leppard, The Story So Far, Jay, Volume 2, the B-sides.
No.
Dr. Dre, Nothing But a G Thing on 12-inch vinyl.
You know,
I
think Nate Dogg's got enough money, yeah?
Nate Dogg's dead.
Right.
Dog got no money. Well,
there you go.
He's awfully dead. But Dr. Dre has plenty of money.
Right. What about Warren G?
Alive.
Okay.
He's going to regulate. So
oh,
better watch your ass, son, because he's going to regulate. Steve Earle. is releasing a 7-inch, 900 copies. El Coyote and Don't Let the Sunshine Fool You. Flaming Lips are doing a thing. Ugh. Nah, I know. They've made one good album, and after that, I can't. Ace Frehley, Jay.
Yeah.
Right there for you.
As long as it's Spaceman.
It is Spaceman.
What?
Ace Frehley, Spaceman.
I'm on board.
12-inch picture disc.
Even better.
Ooh.
Not an attractive man.
No, not attractive man at all.
No.
Peter Gabriel. Okay. Rated PG. I don't know what that is.
Nor do I.
Gob Iron, which is Sunvolt and a couple other people. They're releasing in 7-inch. Goo Goo Dolls. They're releasing all of their Warner Brothers records in a box set. It's called Topography.
Wow.
5-album set. Gorillaz is releasing something. Al Green.
Yeah.
The High Records singles box set. Bunch of 7-inch box sets, 1,500 copies. Here's the other Woodstock band, Green Day.
Oh, no, that's not what I was thinking of. I must have been thinking about that Various Artists 3 LP set.
No, Green Day.
Because
Woodstock
'94. I don't consider Woodstock '94 a thing.
No, me neither.
Other than throwing mud.
Yes, which a lot of it was thrown. Greta Van Fleet apparently releasing something. Good for them.
I would rather buy Zeppelin.
Emmylou Harris. The studio albums, 1980 to 1983.
Yeah.
5 LP set. In 3 years, she released 5 albums. Jesus.
I'd rather do like Emmylou from like 76.
Yeah, exactly. John Hiatt and Lily Hiatt, father-daughter, releasing a 7-inch single.
That's cool.
450 copies. That's it. That's all you're going to get. John Lennon, Imagine, raw studio mixes. Double LP set, 5,500 copies of that.
Mm.
So that should be available for you.
Mm.
Lemonheads are releasing a 7-inch. Magpie Salute is releasing, this is a picture disc of their album.
Is Magpie Salute Mark Ford and?
Yes.
Rich
Mark
Robinson?
Ford and Rich Robinson.
Okay.
Yep. And I don't know if.
The drummer?
Steve Gorman. I don't know if he's playing on it or not.
Another not attractive.
Steve Gorman?
Newman, yeah.
Damn it. He's okay. Let's see what else we got. Motorhead Rockaway Beach cover of a Ramones song.
Mm-hmm.
ODB. Jay, I forgot to mark that.
Damn right, it. He did.
Son of a bitch. Pearl Jam, Live at Easy Street. That's the live. I found out that it's not an entire concert, that it's just selections
from it.
Yeah.
But you still put the old big.
I did put the big check mark next to it. Yeah, but there's going to be plenty of that. So, The Police, Message in a Bottle, 7-inch. Keep that.
Mm.
Otis Redding with Booker T and the MGs and the Marquees.
That's
I believe we forgot to check that.
We did, but that's
live
a thing.
The Monterey International Pop Festival.
Yeah,
2,500 copies of that.
That was when he was just sweating.
Yeah, I remember that. Just sweating, like he stole something.
So much speed.
Yeah. Stones have a. She's a Rainbow from 2017, so yeah, whatever, that's fine. Rush is releasing Hemispheres on a picture disc. It's kind of a cool cover. Am I going to?
No, I
don't even own the regular one yet. Let me get that one first.
Yeah, right?
Give me a chance here, Jesus. Marty Stewart is releasing something, 1,500 copies of that.
The Marty Party.
Uh-huh. Johnny Thunders. U2, the Europa EP. I have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is legit what I'm fucking missed. Do you remember the album No Alternative that came out? It had like a
blue cover.
Yeah.
And then the bar kid, over the kid's head.
Yes.
Eyes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're re-releasing that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
have it on CD.
As do I.
Yeah. Somewhere. But it's got a Bob Mould song on it, and it has the Lemonheads? No, it was Soul Asylum doing Bitch.
Oh, by the Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some dude, random dude singing it.
Okay.
Not Dave Perner.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wanted to get that. I meant to mark it. Dang it. But yeah, other than that, that's about it on 15 pages worth of PDF, Jay.
Well, there you
have
it.
It's
going
to be fun. And we will come back. We will have a podcast that weekend. Maybe even after we get back from
there.
with our booty.
Yeah.
What we got.
Before we get too faced while we're playing stuff.
Yes. Right. Correct.
That would be the plan.
Maybe do a pre.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Pre might be good. And then the weekend this is being released, which is we will have had our fantasy baseball draft.
Yeah.
Draft day, it's a holiday for us.
It is. Second Christmas.
It is a second Christmas. We enjoy it. We have fun with it. But it's an all day thing.
It is.
And we knew kind of going in that
we need to do this early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta knock this out because we're gonna be in no shape that day or the next day.
Yeah. Although it might be fun to do a shorty. After we get back, maybe we can bitch about our picks. And
yeah, we can throw one up maybe. Maybe do it. Yeah, sure.
Any good stories that come out of it, like, hey, Joe, this Jose Abreu for the Sox, what do you think?
I don't know.
He's going to be terrible.
I think he's going to be terrible. I don't know.
Yeah. Joe's first pick,
Jose Abreu. That's right.
Yeah.
And what? How many championships have I won?
It doesn't matter.
Nah, zero.
You're building the team.
Let me answer that. The answer is zero.
Okay.
This is my year, though.
Yeah, all right.
That's right. Clock on the wall, Jason.
Oh, well, it...
Everything really wrapped up nicely.
It did. It totally did. Welcome. Thanks for listening to this episode. Welcome. Jesus Christ.
Thank the kids for
That's right. Thanks. Thanks for listening to this episode of It's That Podcast. We're on Facebook, Jay. I don't know if you knew this or not.
What?
Yeah.
The Facebook?
The Facebook.
We are on the Facebook.
We are on the Facebook.
Wow.
www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. We're on the Twitters. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at Jay the Letter. Sleet Shirley. You can email us, joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and now Alexa, just by saying, hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast. We want to thank you guys for listening to this fun Record Store Day episode of It's That Podcast. And we may put out a draft one. We'll see how everybody is. The draft can get, it can get
salty.
It can get a little salty sometimes, but we'll see how everybody's doing.
So all right.
We may do, it'd be fun. You know, it'd be a good idea.
Hey.
Of course, we're going to continue the podcast after I've tried to wrap it up.
We could get Gillespie in here.
Get everybody in here.
What? Right. But he could talk Oasis.
Do we
Oasis.
Have enough microphones?
He'd want to talk Oasis for
Do we have enough? We got a few we have enough microphones. I have to bring mine down.
So he and I can do that and then wake you guys up and keep going.
As we all fall asleep.
Right.
And as we go in the other room and listen to Ron Wood. Yeah. Exactly. At any rate. We want to thank you guys for listening to this episode of It's That Podcast. And hope and have a good week, everybody. And we will see you next time on It's That Podcast.
Sack cheating, sack cheating.